Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hang out with us because our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar is back. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books on the topic, including Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting, two different books. And he's one of the world's experts on micropreneuring. If you're home-based or want to be, he's the guy you got to know. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Jeffrey, one of the things that it's become obvious to me in the last several months, and for my own business as well as for the people that I'm observing and talking to around the country, is that if you're going to be successful in 2009, you're going to have to take your blinders off with regard to how you did business in 2008, 2007, 2006. Maybe the core of what you do is going to completely change. If you make shoelaces, you know, maybe you don't have to get out of the shoelace business. But if all you ever made was black shoelaces, maybe this year you got to do brown ones and white ones and red ones. I'm being silly here, but just to prove a point. But one of the things that I think is the key is if you fell in love with making black shoelaces and you were very successful in 05 and 06 and 07 and maybe even part of 08, in 09, that's probably not going to get it. What do you think?
Yeah, 09 is a year to go into Velcro. If you've always been making black shoelaces, 09 is a Velcro year.
I wanted to buy some of those. My wife wouldn't let me wear them.
She didn't like that rip sound, rip.
I think it was the look she didn't like.
And I think all the other children would laugh at you on the playground saying, "Oh, Jim can't tie his shoes."
That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, we've seen it all around us that people are either asking for more things from us and can we deliver, or more to the point, we see that the market is tightening. And, you know, people are still needing certain services, mm-hmm. but, you know what, our skill sets last year may not be enough to carry us through at the level we're accustomed to this year. So if you've always been making those black shoelaces, maybe you got to get into white or brown or Velcro. In my case, if I've always been a writer, maybe I should start expanding into different areas, delivering different services, being more, not a consultant, but being more of an advisor. And I found that in last year that I was getting certain gigs by saying I can be more than that person who just writes your copy for you. I can tell you how to get it placed in the media. I can write a variety of new types of copy that you might have not thought of.
What do you need to have done? That's what you're asking. And so here's a scenario, Jeff. Folks, this topic that Jeff is talking about is extremely critical that you understand this year. I'm imagining a scenario, Jeffrey, where somebody, a supplier, gets a phone call from a customer, and the customer says, "John, I got some bad news. I'm not going to be buying from you anymore. I'm going to be buying from XYZ company." What? Why are you doing that? You and I've been doing business for years. You know, you didn't used to like those guys. Why are you buying from them? Well, he's not going to just drop the stuff off at my dock. You know, I've had some layoffs over here. He's going to actually bring them inside and put them up on my shelves. Well, I would have done that. Well, I know, but you didn't say that you would, and he did, and so I'm going to go with him.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something. That scenario and variations on that theme are being played out all over the world today.
Right. Well, it starts with a simple question. What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Okay. It starts. I got to tell the people, the listeners, every time Jim and I go off air at the end of a conversation, the one thing he always asks, how can I help you? What can I? And we're not. We don't have a vendor contractor relationship here. We're friends. And we talk every other week at 7:07 Eastern time, you know. But you got to ask your clients that. And it's not like at the holidays you give them a gift, but I bought you a card last mm-hmm. year. You know, I mean, you have to remember them throughout the year. What can I do for you? How can I make my business better? And it's not about going on to SurveyMonkey and sending your clients a survey. It's about getting on the phone with them and saying, you know, how can I help you? What can I do? How can I improve your business? Times are tight all over. How can I make you better at what you do? They remember that stuff.
You know, Jeff, it might be worth getting people who are in business to hearken back to the first day they opened their business.
Right.
And I remember when I started my business back in 89, I mean, I literally had gotten downsized at 8:30 one Monday morning. 8:35, I was cutting out my new business cards for my new business. And as I went around giving those cards out over the next couple of weeks, I didn't know. I was a business consultant. But I didn't know what I was going to find. I didn't know what people needed to have done exactly, but I knew that I needed to work and I wanted to get my business going. And so I would say, you know, they'd say, what do you do? I said, I'm a business consultant. They say, well, what do you, and then they'd ask me the same question, what do you do? And I'd say, and I would say this, what do you need to have done?
Right.
I mean, I literally asked that question, what do you need to have done? And you know what? They found things. One of the first things I ever did was design somebody a business card.
Right.
Now, how ignominious here. I've been an executive of more than one company in my life, and now I'm designing a business card. But you know what?
Right.
It was work.
Right. It was
and
work.
And I wouldn't have gotten it had I not said, what do you need to have done?
I think, Jim, it boils down to a single word, hunger.
Yeah.
You talk about going back to that day we hung our shingle for the first time. You were hungry. This month, February 2009 marks 20 years that I have been as a home-based entrepreneur.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're in the midst of, you know, rolling out some new marketing and getting some content together, and I'm going to have another book coming out this year. And
didn't I see your 20th anniversary ad in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly. It was that little one-second spot right next to the middle one-second spot. Yippee! So, but the goal, and my son's hockey coach said it better than anybody when he says, you know, when you're trying to pull a team together, when you're trying to, you know, go for a trophy, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And business as an entrepreneur is a marathon, okay? So, you know, 20 years ago, am I as hungry today as I was then? You know, maybe, maybe not. There are certain dynamics that are different. I'm also 20 years older, and they say, you know, some of this stuff is a young man's job. But I'll tell you what, hunger is every man's job, is every woman's job. You better be, because the guy next to you or the gal next to you that you're competing against, certainly there are those out there, and we've seen it more with the web now and with Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
There are a lot of hungry people out there.
The last thing you want, your customers to say about you is he doesn't or she doesn't get it with regard to 2009. We're going to talk some more about this with our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar right after these messages. He is the Chief Home Officer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. To go home. And he makes it fast with one more thing. Go to Chicago. Bring us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. You know the story. We built it for you. Nothing there will cost you a nickel, not even a penny. You couldn't buy anything. Well, okay, there are books there. If you want to buy books, you can buy those. Other than that, everything is free. No barrier to entry, no password or anything like that, unless you decide to use the briefcase section that we have there, which is yours. It belongs to you. And so you can check that out if you want. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog and the archives and articles and Brain Trust members and my knowledge base. Lots and lots of stuff there that we've amassed for you over the years. Nobody has deposited more with us. Maybe a couple more have deposited more, but not many, than our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar, the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, tell us how we can find you online.
Just that, chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there and your blog and all the stuff there.
Books and blog and a link to my Twitter feed and all sorts of different stuff we have out there. So
you have a link to your Twitter.
I have a link to
Twitter. I'm just on Twitter, but I don't have a link to Twitter.
Well, the key is And we were speaking about the way business is evolving right now, and I think the real key is to look at some of the other things that you use and services that you provide, and the services that you're using online, like Twitter, like LinkedIn, like maybe Facebook if you're using it for business, and feed to it, sort of cross-pollinate between the different applications.
See, my my LinkedIn page has my the last three blog posts that I've made.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And it draws them back. So if people find you from LinkedIn, they can go back to smallbusinessadvocate.com from LinkedIn, and it should be vice versa. So if they go to they go to Small Business Advocate, they should be able to, oh, Jim's on LinkedIn. Let me click on this and take me over there. You can even put, it, you know, those who are using Twitter, Twitter can be embedded on your website, so it feeds sort of a scrolling or a, you know, it moves from one to the next, a dynamic feed of your most recent Twitter tweets, as they're called, on your homepage.
I'm just imagining people who haven't done any social networking, which, folks, don't feel badly if you haven't. It's a wacky world, but it's the way things are going. I have to tell you this, this is not going to be one of those things like, if, you know, if you're thinking, I don't want to get involved, well, that's a buggy whip manufacturer speaking 100 years ago about automobiles. But anyway, this is all part of the new world that Jeffrey's talking about, which includes, Jeffrey, our main topic today, which is making sure that you're not missing opportunities. One of the things, if you do business with larger companies, you know, even if they're just the next size larger, and you're seeing your part of their budget dwindled and diminish, then, you know, what you got to do, what I think you got to think about, Jeffrey, is, okay, but what is in the rest of their budget?
Right.
What else are they spending money on? How can I find out what that is? And how can I figure out how to get a piece of that to, and that's connected somehow to what I do? And it could be a variation on my theme, and maybe this is not something I want to do, or maybe, you know, a lot of times it may be somebody who says, well, that's what I did 5 years ago. I've outgrown that. Well, guess what? Get over it.
Right.
Right, Jeff?
If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. As simple as that. I didn't make it up, but it's never been truer. And I think that it's really important that, you know, we were talking about, you know, the genesis of this conversation today is I'm a writer. I went to journalism school to be a journalist. Fresh out of journalism school, I was a journalist. And then I saw that when I went freelance 20 years ago this month, I realized that, you know what, people need press releases written. Well, I can write those. I'm a pretty good writer, and I've seen them all along the way. And they need speeches, and they need white papers. So I started doing that. And then of late, as I started doing my own website, you know, working with an expert, but using some of the software out there called WordPress that allows me to create a blog site, I learned how to create my site and how to add pages and how to add images. And then I had a client who I was writing for said, you know, we need to add more to our website. Well, what's powering it? WordPress. Well, I know WordPress. I can handle it.
You're almost like an expert now in WordPress, aren't you?
Almost. I'm probably, you know, 6 years of
but
of
what you
gave
but what you've
expert.
Given that customer is you've given them a one-stop shopping opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even though you may not be the world's, you know, God's gift to WordPress, you're good enough combined with your writing ability, they can make one phone call and talk with one person, send one bill, and whereas if you hadn't done that, somebody else would have gotten that billing.
They would have made that one call, and it wouldn't have been to Jeff. And I think that it's really important to think about the skills that you have and what are some of the skills that you can pick up to expand upon what you do and what you offer your clients. So we get back to the, you know, to the concept, I've always made black laces. Well, you know what? Maybe 2009 is the year to think about moving into different colors, buying a different set of dyes and making colors that people want. Maybe it's time to start thinking about new technology and getting into, to play off the metaphor, get into Velcro, get into things that they're asking for tomorrow. You know, we've spoken about, I wonder what's going to happen in 2009. What about 2010? What about 11? I mean, I want to make it through February, but I think we have to think as far as we can around the bend to see what's going to happen. I mean, technology and business and the economy are all incredibly dynamic and incredibly fluid right now. So to prognosticate and to predict what's going to happen down the road is pretty close to impossible. But the best way to know is to get back to what we were saying early on, is talk to your clients and talk to them, whether it's taking them out to lunch, whether it's saying, I just want to have a meeting and see where your heads are at. I've been doing that more with my clients. Not only does it show you care, it can end up putting business on your plate, which is pretty important. I don't care what year you're in.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is the website. Hey, Jeff, well done. Good job today. You kicked us in the pants, and we appreciate it. We needed it. See you next time. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.